Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, Tori and I were just having a discussion about a laundry fail that made. She didn't wash her brand new blue tights, and then she went to the gym and worked out, and she ended up with Smurf butt.
That's something you need to go to the doctor for. I got Smurf butt, Doc.
I've heard of mud butt, but I've never heard of Smurf butt. But her entire waist down, from her waist down, was blue.
Funny.
But I was, as we were talking about this, I stumbled across an article about laundry fails. And these are the most common mistakes people make in the laundry. And I thought it kind of ties in because you made the mistake of not laundering your clothes before you wore them.
I told you my laundry failed during the holiday season was I had a Santa Claus rug and my dog used the bathroom on it. So I went to wash it, and it was red and white, and his beard's pink now. So it's a pink Santa Claus.
That's one of the more common fails. Well, they looked at 2,000 people and their most common laundry mistakes, and almost half of us have done the number one thing on this list, which the number one worst thing you can do is leaving a tissue in a pocket.
Yeah.
Then it disintegrates in the wash, and you have little white balls of tissue all over your clothes.
Yeah. I know what's worse than that.
Is there something?
Cigarettes.
Oh, I did not know.
My friend came over to use my washing machine. It's been a while back, and he smokes these, I don't know what kind of clove-ish smelling cigarettes. Left them in his pockets. I smelled that tobacco for a year. My vacuum cleaner, because I had to vacuum out the dryer and everything. And I'm like, I'm like, you're not welcome to wash your clothes
Anything paper related, you know, a lot of times you'll put a note in there or you'll have your, you know, post-it note or a grocery list in your pocket.
I can't even be around him when he smokes those cigarettes because of the smell that I endured.
That is a laundry fail.
It haunts you.
Yeah, it does.
Another thing is kind of like what you did, Hawk. It's leaving a dark item in with your whites and ruining them.
Anything bright
red or dark will definitely do that. Leaving loose change in your pocket so it rattles around in the dryer.
Well, that's not big deal, though. Yeah. I just take your change.
As long as it doesn't get stuck somewhere and tear up a motor or a gear or something. Cramming too much stuff in the wash so none of it gets clean.
Well,
you know when you try to overload it and the thing, like, it's going and your clothes just don't look like they're moving at all. They just look like they're sitting in the same spot.
Yeah, that agitator gets real agitated when you do that.
It does. It doesn't do much agitating, but it's getting agitated.
It's always, too, you hear that noise if it's off balance. He's like,
All right. Forgetting to put your clean clothes into the dryer. So you have to wash them again. Mm-hmm. So basically you let them sit there in the washer till they basically dry in a position of permanent towel folded smush.
Are they mold?
Oh, yeah, that mildew smell. Yeah, horrible.
They smell funky. You do have to rewash them.
Okay. Shrinking things by setting it on too hot of a setting. My wife is a miracle at doing that. She can shrink anything.
Tom, you are just gaining some weight, buddy. Okay? Yeah, and sure. Just
don't ruin it for
me. All right. Okay.
I always thought it was her. Putting detergent, fabric softener, or bleach in the wrong compartment. That can be disastrous if it spills all of the bleach out into some time when it's not supposed to.
When I first started doing laundry, I could not figure out why I kept having holes in all of my towels.
turns out you're not supposed to put the bleach right on your towels.
You poured it straight in on the bleach on the towels?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
How I do it. I don't use bleach at all. I got the spot remover or whatever.
The Tide Pin? You go through with the Tide Pin?
You got that, but you got the other, like, you spritz it on.
I just quit buying anything white.
Okay.
That way I don't have to wash my white separate anymore.
Okay. Okay. Also, if you put the fabric softener on your towels, that is a mistake.
I still use a sheet.
The problem is that it causes the water to bead up instead of soak in.
Yeah, but I don't like that static snap when you get electrocuted.
Yeah, like don't you hate that too when you pull it out of the dryer?
And then they said leaving gadgets in your pockets like your phone or an AirPod or a pen. We had apparently a red pen that went through and ruined a lot of jeans, even some of my nice jeans.
Whose pen was it?
We don't know. In fact, we never found the pen. We just found the red marks everywhere. I don't know what exactly happened there, but yeah, it went through the wash.
Well, after those cigarettes got washed at my house, I'm very OCD that I will take my laundry and I will go through each pocket before I toss it into the washing machine.
Sometimes I purposely leave a 20 in there, so it's like a little surprise while I'm doing laundry.
You're weird.
Not only that, but you're very absent-minded. But yeah, my wife, she's like, I don't want to look through the clothes. That's y'all's job. And I'm like, but it ruined everyone's laundry when you don't check for those things.
Well, but Mom always says, if there's any cash in there, it's hers.
Yeah.
So the kids, they all clean out their pockets and all kinds of stuff.
So are you going through them now, though?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm the man. I don't do that.
Oh, God, you're sick.
That little cackle. You're so proud of yourself.
I was joking.
I was just laughing at your cackle.
Well, I wasn't joking about, I mean, I don't go through them, but it's not because I'm a man. It's just because I'm lazy.
If you want to make it fun, you know what? Have her go through them while you have them on still.
Hold still.
Yeah, hold still. It's just a fun little laundry game.
Wow. I'll try that tonight.
It's not as much fun with your mama. Just trust me on that one.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, a buddy of mine got called out at work. He was in trouble because he got caught on Facebook and social media. Someone had told on him, said he was on Facebook and social media too much, watching TikToks and stuff. He didn't deny that he was doing it to the boss. But he said, well, you know what? The people here that smoke, they have like 10-minute smoke breaks twice a day. He's like, why can't I have a Facebook or social media break? And the boss, he was like, okay, I kind of see your point there. But I think that's a bit extreme if you're thinking, okay, I need a social media break. Because I think smokers, they take a break purposely because they'd be super grumpy if they didn't smoke that cigarette.
Well, he might be super grumpy if he doesn't get on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's an addiction. What he needs to do is just pick up smoking, or at least go out to the smoking area and get on his Facebook page there.
That's a great idea, Kato.
You know what? Yeah, just have a little section over to the side because the smoke might not be your favorite. You want, or if you come in smelling like smoke.
I think it's a generally accepted thing that the reason smokers are given a break is they're literally out there killing themselves. So, like,
okay.
Like I can't really yell at this person. They're out there. They're smoking. It's a hazard to their health. And so I'm going to cut them some slack. But with Facebook, I just don't know if you can get away with that or not. Because it's like, it may not be good for your mental health, but I don't know if it's actually killing yourself.
Well, I agree, though. You should get that break.
I kind of feel like the other person should maybe mind their own business. If he's getting his job done, what does it matter if he's on Facebook
I think he was on there a lot, and someone told on him, and he was not working as hard as the other people, and they got jealous.
Oh.
According to him.
I don't know.
There's a lot of inequities at work.
Yeah. Yep.
For example, I don't drink coffee, so I drink sodas to get my caffeine, and I got to pay like $1.85 for a soda. But all you coffee drinkers either get it free or you guys pay 25 cents for a K-cup. So there's other areas where it ain't fair at work, and that's just the way it is. And you don't get to go. I can't go and rob the Coke machine and go, well, they get codes, they get coffees for 25 cents.
Well, I think we should have social media breaks for some of the folks working. And if they can just contain it in that 7 minutes that the smokers get to smoke a cigarette or whatever. The problem is, you know, you bring it back in, you're sitting there in a cubicle, and you're waiting on that phone call. All of a sudden, that cell phone's just staring you down.
So were those cigarettes.
Okay.
But that's the thing. Eventually, that cigarette will run out. Facebook just keeps going.
I know,
going.
Yeah.
It's harder to stop.
Yeah. That's probably what the problem is.
You know, I think if you treat your employees right, they'll treat you right.
So,
like the smokers, they're going to be grumpy if they don't get that cigarette. Maybe he's addicted. He needs that little break.
Okay.
Just to have a break from work.
From coworkers.
Because
yeah.
People would be a lot more nicer. I was just talking about this yesterday. Airports, they got rid of the smoking areas.
Yeah.
Look how angry people are flying now. Put them back in there and charge the smokers to go into a room that's ventilated.
They used to be able to smoke on the plane. Now they're getting kicked off because they're freaking out.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, you can't even smoke. I mean, before you walk in that front door of the airport, you can't smoke another cigarette until you get to where you're going and get outside that airport.
They should have a smoking section in the plane where those windows crack open just a little bit.
Yeah. I don't hang the plane.
You just hang the cigarette out to the little window there.
And then there's the places where you can't bring like a soft drink in or something, and you're sitting there and you're trying to drink it all up in one gulp. So you don't lose anything?
Well,
okay.
That's a plane, too. You can't bring water or anything. Get
concert,
rid of it.
Stuff like that, I think, is another place. And, of course, you can't leave a bar as you're drinking downtown.
Not in this town.
Yeah.
You can't in New Orleans.
Well, I know, but you see what's going on. That's gone downhill a little bit down there. Yeah, a little rowdy.
You can in Savannah, too, I believe. You can walk around in Savannah.
Yep.
With a drink.
Well, just be careful. If you are, like, Googling or searching, you know, your social media accounts and having some fun at work, just don't let the boss see you or your coworker see you.
I hope your friend unfriended him.
I started with my iPhone like most people. I downloaded the GPS app because I thought it was cool. Then the iTunes app, then the Pocket God app. Fast and Furious, I am T-Pain, Shazam, Paper Toss. I didn't know what I was downloading anymore. I had become a 20-app-a-day downloader. I needed an app just to keep track of all my other apps. I knew my life was out of control when I had so many apps on my iPhone, I couldn't find the phone app. Thank goodness I found Appaholics Anonymous.
At Appaholics Anonymous, we understand. Our 12-app program can help you cure the craving and delete your downloads.
After I downloaded my sponsor app, I was able to curb my appetite for apps. Thank you, Appaholics Anonymous.
Appaholics Anonymous. If you're serious about ending your addiction, we've got an app for that.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It's hard to believe that we fought to get this back and people are still fighting to keep it. TikTok could be the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
The TikTok challenges just boggle the mind. The things that people will do to get attention.
Yeah.
It's like whenever you were a kid and there was that one dumb kid in class that would do stupid things just to get attention. He'd get in trouble. He'd hurt himself. He would do anything as long as people would stare at him. And that kid grew up to be on the radio.
Okay.
Eventually doing things like Torture Tuesdays and stunts to get attention. And I'm not just talking about you, Cato. I'm talking about all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I did not want attention in school. I was shy. I kept to myself.
But you know what?
I never raised my hand in class.
Wow, what happened?
Y'all.
But you know what? TikTok's like everybody's got their own radio show now.
Except that they're not qualified.
Well, now, who is in this room?
Okay. We are trained, qualified idiots. We have done this and went to school for it.
This new trend is easily one of the dumber trends I've ever seen. I would say dumbest, but TikTok has some pretty solid ones back there. But this one is basically dropping heavy things on your feet to see how much it hurts.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up.
I know.
People are taking things like electric drills, they're taking space heaters, hammers, anvils, and they're dropping them on their foot and then giving it a score between 1 and 10 of how bad it hurts.
Well, they don't have the same insurance plan I do.
No kidding, right?
Yeah.
It's called the dropping things on your foot or hashtag drop challenge, and you drop these things on your feet without shoes on and then writhe around in pain and then rate the pain on a scale from 1 to 10.
So what you're saying is I've been doing this way before it became popular, so I'm basically a trendsetter.
Yeah.
Right, except you didn't do the rating it from 1 to 10 part, and you didn't do it on TikTok.
Well.
What was it you dropped?
Everything.
Oh.
Everything. You know how many mugs I've broken in the last few months?
Okay. How'd you break your toe that time? Did you drop something on it?
What did I break? Oh, no. That was because I was trying to get John to pop it. And I was like, yank it really hard. And then he did.
Should have been a TikTok video.
That would have definitely gotten views.
I could have been famous.
Maybe you should redo it.
No.
I tell you, just in the shower when you drop the bar of soap on your foot.
What's worse is after you bend over to pick it up. I throw my back out every time.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Or if
you drop, like, you know, anything like a soda or, you know, a glass on your toe.
A glass.
Well, I mean, like if you're drinking out of something, all of a sudden you draw a tumbler.
You may have bigger issues.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dropping a lot.
Well, one guy went viral after he did this multiple rounds. He did it with a hammer, a space heater, a sound bar, and the worst one was a cordless drill. Mm. They actually took the cordless drill one down because they said it could inspire people to hurt themselves.
You don't think the rest of it?
Some people have done vacuums and televisions, but TikTok has pulled some of those videos, including the guy with the drill, because it's dangerous because you could break your foot and end up with long-term issues. Duh.
Now, I have noticed with some of the videos, some of the people were a little bit smarter. Because some will do it on concrete, which your foot ain't moving, and then some people do it on grass. So if something heavy falls on your foot, it's going to give a little bit.
Okay. It's still stupid, because if you look at the way your foot is shaped, it's got that kind of triangle shape. Those bones will break very easily if you drop something heavy on them.
I'm just saying there's some smarter dumb people out there.
But we've watched the boys from, you know, Johnny Knoxville and all them. We watched them do this for years, and it was hilarious, and we loved it, but... Now it's on TikTok, so it's dumb.
Well, there's a couple of differences. One, Johnny Knoxville and the gang, they at least made some effort to professionalize the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they had, like, people there to save them. They had medical people nearby, I think.
Mm. That's assumptive. Plus, it didn't seem like it.
They had MTV insurance.
Yeah, I think they did.
These people are just idiots on, they got a camera, and they're like, I got a TikTok channel.
At what point are they... Can we look at them and say, you've got something mental wrong with you and you need to be looked at? You need to be...
It's a good question, Kato.
And they vote. Can you believe they all probably vote?
They do it for recognition, which we are giving them right now.
I didn't say his name.
Time out. We have no room to talk.
You're right.
We ain't talking about us.
The dumbest things that we have done, driving golf carts into
that was Kato.
Blindfold driving, it got you like 270 hours of
240 hours of community service. 30 days in jail.
I need to be admitted.
Yes.
Yes, because...
We've done some really dumb stuff.
That's why I can't move today. That's why my back hurts.
We made Kato drive a Corvette into a wall until the airbag went off.
But
we didn't tell him it was an older Corvette. It didn't have an airbag.
See?
Yeah. So we can't really have talk here.
But we're professionals. We had insurance.
We did have insurance, So if you got insurance, it's different.
I still have the horn button that popped off into my lap.
I see. You got a little memento out of it.
Well, experts have calculated if you took every dumb person on TikTok and laid them end to end, you'd have probably a pretty popular video if you did that.
Wow. I don't know. I feel like that these people are idiots, but when we did it, we weren't. For some reason, it feels that way, because we are professionals.
There's a difference.
There's got to be a difference.
You're professional idiots.
Yes, thank you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You may not know this, but February.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway, is library.
Library. Can I change the channel?
It's Library Lovers Month, or you can celebrate by going to the library. The library is how we used to learn stuff before Google.
You know, I still use a library because with your library card, you can get audiobooks now.
Yeah.
So you can actually do the digital thing with your local library card.
There you go.
You can also use it to get discounts into certain parks.
I did not know that.
Okay.
Yep.
You know what? We're going to celebrate by maybe shushing someone today. Celebrate all the librarians out there.
Oh, I think you're going to get someone shushed.
Yeah. We're going to do it a little bit different with Torture Tuesday. We thought we would celebrate the Library Lovers Month by sending Cato out with some noisemakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we have one in particular that's really going to fire people up.
Well, and we want you to go in the library, get all settled where it's quiet, and then we're going to ask you to pull
everywhere.
Everywhere. And just pull out these noisemakers like a bicycle.
Oh, my.
Can you imagine that at a library?
Yeah, because I would think the librarian was yelling at someone, and that was her way of getting their attention.
We also have a balloon. Oh. But we want you to...
I always like doing that.
Yes, well, you're going to do it in a library this morning.
If I had a library card, they would revoke it.
Okay. And then the top thing I think is going to be fun is, and I've heard Cato practicing, we have a duck call. Go ahead and do it, Cato. Yeah.
Hey, this is not funny.
Do like an evil duck. It's gonna be fun. Yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're gonna get kicked out pretty quickly.
Probably so, but it's worth it for all of our entertainment this morning.
Is it?
Yeah. When was the last time you now Tom, you say you went to the library not long ago?
Well, I didn't say that, but okay. I said I have a library card.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can do almost all of it online now, which is really neat. Yeah.
There's nothing though like, you know, going to the library, smelling all those old books, just sniffing old books, and you know, it's like a bunch of wealth of knowledge just right there in front of you.
I think if you sniff in books, you probably get kicked out.
Yeah, you could be. Yeah.
You should see a psychiatrist.
Well, you can't let anybody catch you. You sniffing books over there, sir? So here's what we want to do, Cato. We want you to leave, go to the library, and we're going to have some fun this morning.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
It is National Library Lovers Month.
Woo!
I think I got that right.
Yes, you did.
We are celebrating today. We have sent Cato out to a library with noisemakers, including a duck call.
Yeah.
And he is going to try to get kicked out of a library by being a pain in the neck and making noises.
Yeah.
So we're going to check in with him and see how his plans have progressed so far. What's happening?
Yes, I'm sitting at a table.
Okay.
And, it's very quiet in here.
Are there a lot of people around you? What's going on?
There are people up moving around looking at books, but there's it looks like to be a study group. It's a group of younger people that are just, they're looking over books and chatting.
Okay.
Right. All right. Okay. That's good. Are you close by?
I'm like two tables away from them.
All right. So we're taking it up a notch in a library now and really, really get some people.
I know.
I mean, you're supposed to be quiet. Let's go ahead and you want to do the dinger first or the balloon?
I think we should do the dinger.
Okay. Pull your dinger out.
Okay.
And go ahead and ring the bell when you feel like you're not going to get busted.
Hang on. There are people looking around. I heard somebody giggle.
Do they know it's you?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't act like it's you.
Yeah, ring it again. Ring it again.
Okay. I'm looking as though I'm reading a book myself.
Okay.
All right, here I go.
Kato, look around like you're trying to figure out who it is, too.
Who is that? I heard somebody shush me.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, so now let's go to the balloon.
Yeah, take the balloon out and nonchalantly blow it up, I guess, under or close to the table. You might want to put your head down like you're taking a nap.
Hold on. Okay.
the balloon won. I hear it now.
Okay, Kato's blown up a balloon.
Some guy just walked past me, looked at me.
Okay.
He just kept on walking, though.
All right. All right.
Now just pinch the very top of it and pull it out and make that screechy noise.
Okay.
For as long as you can.
Oh my God, they have to be looking.
They are.
Look around like it ain't you.
Somebody needs to be quiet.
Did you start shushing?
Yeah, the idea.
I guess at this point, we need to let's break out the duck call. Go for broke.
Oh, because I still have air in the balloon.
Oh, no. Just let it go.
I'll let it go. What? What was that?
Did they see you?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Who is that?
What did that guy say?
He was saying they were trying to study behind me.
All right, let's do the duck call.
Hold on, because people are looking around still.
Okay.
Okay. Y'all, I can't do this.
It's Torture Tuesday. You have to do it.
Because I could tell some people are getting mad already. They're complaining behind me.
Listen, you have to do the duck call.
Oh, it's so quiet in here.
Okay.
Oh.
Kato's in the library with noisemakers. Okay.
Do it.
That was funny.
I don't know what that is. The lady behind the desk is looking right at me.
Okay. Do it again.
I think the people behind me know where it's coming from now.
The study group?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
That was a great noise you made there.
Yeah, make it real loud again. Blow your duck call.
Oh, yeah, here I go.
Hey, go, Kato, go for a wounded duck.
I'm hearing shushing all over the place.
Well, you need to shush too.
Did I hear that?
What?
I was asking them people, did they hear that?
He was asking the study group.
Hawk's not real fast.
Everybody's looking around, wondering what that is.
It sounds like you can get away with another one, Kato.
Do it, do it.
I got the book in front of my face. Now, here we go.
All right, blow it one more time.
We know that she's like moving on, like trying to wash stuff over here. Gotta test more.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you know, I can see you making noise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. yeah. Yeah, I will, man.
I just got called out. Oh, no, he's being called up front now.
What?
No.
The lady at the front desk is calling him up front.
Oh, he'll tell on you, Kato.
I'm getting out.
Hey, but on your way out, why don't you make a duck call?
Right at the door, though.
Yeah, right at the door, as soon as you leave the library.
I just walked past those people. They're giving me evil looks because her friend got called out. Here I go.
Do it.
I'm hearing as I'm walking out.
All right. Good job on Torture Tuesday, Kato. Come on back.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, y'all suck.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.